The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. iHeartMedia is to buy Triton Digital for $230 million from its current owners, EW Scripps. Triton Digital owns podcast host Omni Studio, as well as podcast metrics, analytics services, and dynamic advertising. It's one in a series of podcasting ad tech acquisitions. iHeartMedia also owns podcast hosts Voxnest and Spreaker, podcast producer How Stuff Works, MediaBase and Media Monitors, radio software company RCS, and radio news web site Inside Radio. AdsWiz has been certified by the IAB Tech Lab for audibility. With that in place, they say, publishers and advertisers can now know for certain whether an ad was heard or not. To classify as an audible ad, the audio ad must play for 2 seconds with the player unmuted. Zencastr has raised $4.6 million in funding. They'll roll out their video feature in beta. In Australia, SCA's Podcast One Australia has been rebranded to Listener without an E. The new Listener app also contains podcasts and radio from SCA, but a selection of premium Podcast One US titles will also be available. The company launched there in September 2017. A new pressure group, Podcasters Declare, is calling for a climate category in Apple Podcasts. An open letter argues that Apple's progressive corporate environment policies should be matched by a place for climate change in Apple Podcasts. We agree. We've signed it. Tucker Carlson is to produce a thrice-weekly exclusive video podcast from April. The bad news, he'll continue to produce Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News. Podcast OS is a Notion dashboard that helps podcasters pitch, produce, publish, promote, and monetize their podcasts, they say. Podcast Movement 21 speaker submissions are now open. The event is in Nashville in Tennessee in August. Australia's Podshape has hired Whitney Quayle as an account manager. She previously worked for Mamma Mia. TuneIn has made a number of appointments to their board. In France, the ACPM has published their January rankings. Culture Générale is still number one, an incomplete ranker, one of two in the country. It measures participating publishers only. And will Clubhouse kill podcasting on my personal blog? I have some thoughts. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And if you use Facebook, we're really sorry, but we're currently unavailable on Facebook thanks to a dispute with the Australian government. That also means we've removed comments on some pages of our website. We're sorry, it's not our fault, promise. And in podcast news, Pantsuit Politics has been highlighted by Apple for their Apple Podcasts Spotlight. It's an Acast show, and Wondery's American Scandal has released the first of a new season focusing on Bernie Madoff and... That's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.